Reichman University.
Sunny Side Up, where every conversation is a step towards a brighter mind. With Leora Baxt and Orly Lachak.
Kol ha-universita, universita, Reichman University.
Love
that,
it.
That jingle's so catchy.
Yeah, it really is. Loved it.
I know you were all dancing.
Should take over.
Anyways, I'm Orly Lachak.
And I'm Amy Hittery. Sadly, Leora isn't here today, but she will definitely be making a guest appearance very soon.
You're listening to Sunny Side Up on Audioversity.
This is a mental health podcast where we talk about anything from childhood to parenting styles to coping mechanisms.
And everything in between. We want to provide you with a new and fresh perspective and not just the facts about mental health.
Let's talk about it.
You feeling scrambled, Amy?
Definitely feeling a little scrambled today. I'm not going to lie.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I feel like since starting school, my schedule has gotten pretty busy and I've been finding it harder to incorporate the mindfulness routines that I have gotten used to and usually would.
Honestly, I really feel that. Like once you're into like routine in the physical sense, it's hard to kind of keep up the mental kind of routine. It gets like you can burn out really fast. But let's kind of talk about what is mindfulness.
Yeah, it's a good question. The dictionary definition of mindfulness is the basic human ability to be fully present, aware of where we are and what we're doing, and not overly reactive or overwhelmed by what's going on around us.
That's awesome. I think that's something that really needs to be implemented more and more nowadays, especially with all this technology and everything. So I think that definition like really resonates with me to practice that. I think it's also something like when we were looking this up and we were finding the definitions, one that I found that I really liked was that every human being already possesses the quality of mindfulness. It's not something you have to conjure up. You just have to learn how to like tap into it.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's really nice because I feel like when you think about mindfulness, there's this assumption that like you have to be that type of person to be able to be mindful, you know, like it's not like to be able to meditate or do yoga or journal, you know, like it's always like this type of person that I feel like is like immediately jumped to in people's minds. But like the reality is no, like being mindful can look different to each and every person.
Honestly, before I like learned about it, I thought being mindfulness, like practicing mindfulness, I thought that it was being Buddhist for some reason. I think that was my first assumption. Which it does have a lot to do with Buddhism, but it's definitely, you don't have to be Buddhist to practice mindfulness.
Yeah, it's true. I'm trying to think of like my mindfulness journey. Like when I say like I haven't been feeling like I can incorporate it now as much with like the busy schedule, I guess what I mean more from my personal routine is because it has been a progression. Like when I first started, it was just like maybe some like prayer or through like movement or dance. But like now I've definitely like learned more about like the philosophy behind like I love yoga, like not to be that person, but like I do meditate and yoga and things like that. But it's been a progression. Like it's more like the more I learned about it, the more I realized that, because it was intimidating at first, but the more I realized like how easily accessible it is just to tap into. Like we do all have it in us.
100%. I think you're right. Like mindfulness, when you first hear it, is it's almost like a big word. Like it's really scary. But
yeah,
I think finding different, just like with anything, like finding what resonates with you and how to do that in the most healthy way. Like I think mindfulness can be a beautiful, beautiful thing. Like I think most people really think it's just meditating, but I think that's just a small part of it, meditating.
Yeah.
I think it's just really practicing being present. So like something that Leora taught me this, and I incorporate this with my family.
Leora.
I incorporate this now when I go out to eat with my family, is like when we're sitting down, like phones go the opposite way or they're not seen on the table, and like let's just talk. Like why are we going out to eat to all be on our phones? And it's something that now it really bothers me when people do it. Like, totally. By all means, go on your phone every other second of every other day. But like when we're going to sit at a restaurant, like, I'm sorry, it's almost sad. Like when everyone's just on their phones, it makes me really sad. I just want to be present with the people that I love, or the people, even if it's just like someone I don't love, I just want to be present. I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's so true.
But yeah, like meditating is such a small part. I think it could be like what you said, yoga. Sometimes I journal. Like,
I was about to ask you, what are things that you do that you feel like bring you to that place, to that state of mind of like mindfulness?
I love journaling. I just think journaling can sometimes turn into a chore, which is when I don't love it. But something that I do is like, sometimes I'm like, I want to do something with my hands. Like I have a lot to say, but I kind of don't want to talk it out with anyone. And I get out my journal and either I'll look up a prompt, or like I have these little flashcards that are like, ask me like deep questions about myself, or I'll just write about my day, about my week. And I'll be like, and this day I did this and this day I did that. And there's something so powerful about putting pen to paper and just letting it all out. Like you don't even know how much you have stored in until you pen hits reflect. That paper. Like it's really crazy.
It's true. That reflection does a lot.
Yeah,
it does a lot for us.
The last journal entry I did was, it's actually really interesting. I saw it on TikTok and it was like, if you don't like anybody right now and you don't really know exactly what you want for your future, journal about it. Journal about what you want your future husband to be like, what qualities you want him to have, how you want him to treat you, and how you want him, like, what you want him to put out into this world. And it's so interesting because I feel like when I do find my person, I can look back and read that and be like, did that align with how I felt at 21 years old? Like, just little fun exercises like that. Like, it doesn't have to be that deep, and it could be just very fun, almost like speed fire, like rapid questions about yourself, and you just write them down. Like, I don't know. I really think there are, like, journaling could be a great tool for so many people.
Totally. And it could also, like, look different every day. Like, I know for me, I've also had, like, a funny, like, timeline with, like, journaling, like, a funny relationship with it. Like, sometimes I'm really consistent, and it can look like literally nothing. Like, it can be the smallest, stupidest thing that I did one day, or it can be, like, the craziest, deepest ideas that I've like had compiling over weeks that I just didn't write. You know what I mean? Like it could look so different. And sometimes it's just like a to-do list, but it's a practice of like, okay,
I love to-do lists.
I'm gonna, it's good. Cause sometimes, like you said before, like it can feel like a chore, which I feel like a lot of these mindfulness practices, because they do take up time in your day, can feel like that. Like that they can feel like something that might seem, oh, like I can brush over that, or it's not as important right now because it's something for me, or like in a really busy day that you have like so many things going on for other people or like in the outside world. So we kind of like brush over them. At least I feel like that happens to me whenever I get really busy. So like, let's say, like I said, from like the beginning, like now starting school again, like being in a routine where coming from the summer where we had 4 months, that's a very long break.
So long.
We had 4 months to like create our own schedules and make ourselves busy with whatever we had going on, you know? And like, so a lot of my day when I was doing that could be for me, and I wouldn't feel bad about it, or I wouldn't feel like I had to like compromise time in certain places, you know? But the minute I have like class time and like location, like I don't know, like transportation, like I don't know, everything just takes time, work, whatever it is, all of it together, it's like by the time you get home, it's already like you're dead.
All you want to do is eat, shower, and go to bed.
Exactly. And like it's times like that where you're like, okay, like I could compromise on my yoga right now, or going to the gym for some people, you know, like that's also a form of mindfulness for so many people. But like that takes a toll. Like I've started to realize like, even like a week goes by and let's say like, or a few days and I don't do that stuff, like it actually takes a toll on my ability to be able to do everything else to the best.
Yeah, it leads to a faster burnout for sure. Yeah. If you're not like taking care of your mind too, you're just kind of going through the motion of the physical life, and you're kind of like, it's not for what, but it's kind of like you're not taking care of your mental health, and that's so important to avoid burnout really fast.
Yeah. So it like seems counterintuitive when you feel like you don't have so much time in your day to like add things to do But I think shifting the perspective of it being like a chore versus it being something that actually, like, just like sleep at night, like, is going to be what ends up making you able to do everything you need to do the right way is like a wake up call. And like that, reminding myself of that, like even like right now, I feel like is like it's really beneficial. Like it really does help in terms of like, okay, you're busy, you know, like we're all busy, but like this is so important. And like, I'll probably feel less busy, honestly, mentally, like even if my schedule looks the same. Like, even I did a random video on YouTube that I was just like, one morning I was like, let me just do it. Like, get up. It's been a while. Like, let me just do it, you know? And like, after that, I was like, okay, yeah, it's time to get back into it again, you know? Like,
yeah, one time could really spark like a lot of motivation and just like, it could free up a lot of mental space or blockage, if you want to say.
Yeah. It almost feels like, time isn't time anymore. Like when you're incorporating mindfulness practices, like how much time you have in a day could really, like, okay, time isn't changing. Time is time, but also like time is changing. Meaning like you do it
slower.
Yeah, like you do it, and all of a sudden, like so many more windows might open up, or like the time you thought you didn't have before, you realize you do. I don't know. Like,
you
everything
do.
Just
also,
fits into place.
Also, like, guys, let's be real. We all take at least 10 minutes to scroll on social media a
That's
day.
True,
like,
too.
You could take 5 of those minutes and literally practice breathing. Like, it sounds almost stupid, and, like, I would make fun of myself, too, but, like, just do it. Like, once you get over,
it's not
like...
stupid, Orly.
No, it's not stupid. Like, I'm saying, once you get over that initial embarrassment, which you should not even have initially, but we all have it. Once you get over that and you get over yourself, breathing is so, like, I practice breathing and I love it. Like, it just grounds me. And what something you mentioned before was, like, through prayer. Prayer could be a form of meditating. And for me, someone who struggled religiously, like, I kind of, now that I'm older, I've kind of shifted that into my own thing. Like, what does prayer mean? And for me, it means talking to God. And like, I do that like every Friday, like before Shabbat, I light candles and I sit there and I talk to God. And sometimes it's 2 minutes and sometimes it could be like 7 minutes and whatever it is. Sometimes it could be an hour, like, but I just stand there and I speak to God. And throughout the week too, I find myself just speaking to God in my own head.
Yeah.
And even through that, like, I start speaking to myself. And the way that you speak to yourself in your head makes a huge difference.
Totally.
When I'm, like, being nitpicky about myself, like, outwardly, like, if I'm, like, literally, like, ugh, my arms are this, or, like, ugh, I don't like my outfit or my hair, I literally take 5 minutes to be, like, in my head, like, I say my affirmations, like, I am loving, I am deserving, I am worthy, like, and that makes a huge difference, because then I can go on through the rest of my day feeling like, I feel good. I feel really good about myself right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome, Orly. Yeah, it's like one of those things. It's just, otherwise, like, I just feel like we get in this loop of just like the cycle, you know, like a very like hyperactive life where we're kind of just going and going and going, and then you kind of realize one day, like, oh, what's
it's
going
kind
on,
of impossible,
you know,
to live the rest of your life like that without, first of all, checking yourself mentally and doing things to clear up like space in your brain, like to literally just ground yourself. It's so important.
Totally. Actually, like when I was starting to like learn more about it, like, and like hearing just more like science behind meditation, which, by the way, again, reiterating, can look like 5 minutes of just sitting with yourself in silence, or it can look like practicing your breath, like Orly was saying, or it can look like taking a walk. Like, it can be anything. But the science behind it was crazy. Like, I don't know if you know this, but like meditation has proven to help with your sleep quality. It actually also helps with your digestive system. So like a lot of the reason why like we don't necessarily like feel well all the time, or we're getting bad sleep, or maybe we feel like we're gaining or losing weight at a weird pace, like anything like that, it's because our nervous system, like our bodies, when we're not meditating, like when we don't just like take a second to like be, our bodies go into this like fight or flight mode, which is so interesting because obviously we don't see it that way. Like this is our life and this is all we know. But like as our bodies internally that were built to like basically survive, like with our survival instincts, more likely than we think go into this fight or flight mode. And the only way, and then when it does that, it stops focusing on our normal, like the normal things that it needs to do, like our digestive system and our sleep and all of that. So when we meditate, we actually give, and like literally taking, it's crazy to think about it, but like taking 5 minutes actually gives our body the time to be able to then have all of its functions run properly, you know?
Of course.
Like, that's crazy.
It's so interesting you say that because like the reason I went into psychology like was to learn about the mind-body connection. It's something that's always fascinated me. And of course, like when you're more stressed, like your cortisol levels are very high and then it affects your sleeping. It can literally make you inflamed. Like that's why like you can look so tired or like literally like, I don't know how to say it. Your face can look more inflamed, like
yeah.
when you're not sleeping well. When you're, it's all
yeah.
interconnected, and it's crazy. And it's funny that you mentioned sleep because I find that the nights that I listen to a 10-minute sleep meditation before bed, I sleep so well. And wow. the nights that I don't, I'm almost like I can't stop like turning over because I'm so uncomfortable. You know?
Yeah.
And guys, try it on Spotify, 10-minute sleep meditation. Just find someone with not an annoying voice and
yeah.
it'll literally change your life.
It's crazy. It's crazy how much it does. And we don't even realize how stressed we can become with like it's subconscious, you know?
So 100%.
This is really inspiring me.
Yeah. What other things really do you do? I forgot to ask.
What other things do I do? So I have started I'd like to see how long I can go in terms of like my meditation. Obviously depends on how much time I have and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I've started to incorporate longer meditative periods, which by the way, I think is why I find it harder now to still maintain it in a busy routine
because
it's gotten longer.
Of course.
But I started doing that more. It's like mantra based. So it's like similar to the way prayer has always like affected me. So I started doing that.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I love it. It's
I'll great. Join you.
I love that. And I do pray. For me, it's important to like, for me, it's about the connection that I feel with the world around me and with the creator, you know, and like.
Kind of saying thank you.
Exactly. The gratitude is huge, by the way. Which
gratitude is a huge part of mindfulness.
Yeah, which is what a lot of my journaling becomes. I kind of do it all at once. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, usually it happens all around the same period of time where it's like, oh, I get up in the morning, like, I'll do a meditation, I'll pray, I'll, like, journal a little bit, you know, and then, like...
It's a really good way to start your day.
Great way to start the day.
I start my day by, like... making coffee and food and sitting by the TV.
Well, I also make don't get me wrong, that stuff all still happens, which is, and it gets hard to maintain every day, you know, but like if it's not in the morning all of it, then like I also like to before bed, like instead of, because I've noticed since starting school actually, like I'm just on my phone so much more and I really don't like it. It doesn't feel nice, like, to go to sleep after, like, staring at your phone, you know, for so long. So I
I fell asleep. Sorry. I was watching reels and I wake up, like, 3 hours before my alarm and the same reel that I fell asleep to was still playing and my phone was at 2% and I'm like, I gotta read before bed or something. Like, this is getting
crazy.
Absurd.
Yeah, wow. So,
reading too.
Reading, I was gonna say, also is a great way to just turn off from whatever you're going, like whatever your day is looking like, and just focus on something else, which is similar to, I think, what like mantra meditation, you know, like things yeah. like that, just like shifting a little bit and focusing on something else.
It's being in the present, but kind of transporting to a different universe in a yeah. way, like while being so present, like you're just sitting there and you're just reading about something that you could never imagine yourself, like
yeah.
whatever. And I don't know, reading's really powerful. Like,
totally.
I could read for hours.
Yeah, totally. Just like not thinking about where you need to go and need to be, you know, or like who you need to be around in that moment. Just be
what
where
am
you
I doing right now?
Be where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So those are like small things that I feel like I incorporate. For me also, we'll get into this in a later episode, but movement has always been like a huge way for me to practice mindfulness and to kind of like recenter, like through dance.
Mm-hmm.
And it could look different for everyone, you know.
But yeah, it could be like a long walk, a short walk, it could be a run, a jog, dancing, it could be playing tennis, it could be playing golf, it could be literally like something that we do is like, doesn't need to be like an hour dance class, but we turn up like the speaker and we just play throwbacks and we dance. We just dance for 10, 15 minutes. And
yeah, it's the best. Highly recommend.
It kind of like brings your body back into like it's a check yourself. It's like a, after that, you're like catching your breath and then you're like, that was so needed.
Yeah.
And you're just laughing the whole time.
It's so fun. We did it before an exam, a final exam, I think it was like a year ago, like the last finals period. We did it before. And guys, it's actually scientifically proven to help your performance on a test. So before your next exam, definitely have a short dance party.
Shake the jitters out.
Yeah, let us know how that goes. But anyway, not feeling scrambled anymore.
Not feeling scrambled. Me neither. I feel like I'm going to just incorporate a lot into my days, whether it's five minutes or an hour.
Anything. Literally anything. Putting your phone down at dinner.
Guys, try it at home. This is something we do recommend at home. Do you want to hear an egg fact?
I would love to hear an egg fact, Orly.
Okay, but this one's a shocker. Okay. This one will change your life, actually. If you drop an egg on the floor, which we've all done, it's so annoying to clean up. All you got to do is sprinkle a lot of salt on it and then clean it up. And it'll be a lot easier to clean up.
Huh. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
A little bit speechless.
Okay. Thank you for tuning in to Sunny Side Up.
Thank you, guys. And we hope you have an excellent day.